Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Unlock a new era in podcasting with Unfiltered Studios. Ready to break free from the ordinary? Dive into a world where authenticity meets innovation. Our network isn't just about podcasts. It's a revolution. From nostalgia to movies, sports to self-improvement, find your favorite podcast in an array of diverse shows. Only at Unfiltered Studios. Join the movement. Subscribe to Unfiltered Studios today and join the podcasting revolution. Unfiltered Studios, where every voice finds its place. Visit unfpod.com today to find your favorite show.
Unfiltered Studios will help you press record.
And hello, movie lovers, and welcome to the show. Tonight, we are gathered here to mourn our friend Vic, who died of a tragic death. I had to call him for work the other day because he passed away. But you know what, though, guys? We're here. Bossy's here to mourn the death of Victor. And let's talk about the Penguin, the season finale that happened Sunday night. I'm excited to be able to do this, guys. So without further ado, let's go on ahead. Let's get on with the show.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm good. Thank you.
You're welcome. So, man, this was such a good show. I knew it was going to be a great, good show and everything, but I was wondering if they could stick the landing all the way through.
Right.
And they delivered all the way through this whole entire season. This
absolutely.
Is a fantastic show.
Yes, it is. Yes. I absolutely love this show. Hate it to see it come to an end, and the twists and turns that we've made this season. It's just, I've just really enjoyed this series. They did a great freaking job.
Yes, they did.
Yeah.
So the cold open is something I want to talk about. And we've talked about this last Sunday, right? I mean, last Wednesday.
Yeah.
And it was the fact that the mother is having guilt over what happened to her kids and stuff like that. Right. She knows that Oz did it now.
Yes.
And I like how the mob boss comes up to her. He goes, look, when my guys come to me for anything, it's either handouts or it's for greed or it's for wanting a father. But your son doesn't need a father. He's got you. And I also did this too. Okay. It's like a self-reflection of how Vic also needs a father in his life because his father is now dead.
Right.
Therefore he's counting on Oz too to carry that torch of being the father figure for Vic.
Right.
And so therefore that's how Vic is looking at him.
Yeah, I obviously saw that because, I mean, as we know, Vic lost his whole family, doesn't have a dad, and Oz takes him underneath his wings and teaches him the ropes on how to do things, whether Vic wanted to or not. Anyways, they have this, what we see is this great relationship that they're building, you know? It is kind of like a father-son relationship. That's why everything was so unexpected, you know, what happened. I wasn't expecting that. But going back to the mother, you know, the fact that she's known that whole time what happened to the boys and the mob boss basically telling her, you know, basically, you know, guys like that, kids like that end up, you know, doing great things in the underworld, you know, letting her know there's a way to handle it or, you know, you can just let him go. And so it was kind of shocking that he's this little psychopath. And the love that he has for his mother is kind of, it's troubling.
It really is. Because even the mother's, even Fran, his mother is like, look, I had enough love for both
right,
of them.
Right.
You took away my babies. What do I do?
Right.
And then the mob boss is like this. And it reminds me of The Godfather 2.
Okay.
With this. And he's like, look, you can use that, like you mentioned, Rossi. Right. And since he doesn't have a father, he has you. So therefore, right, you can use that to manipulate him and get what he wants.
Right.
So I like how she's like, okay, so she's going to play this out. And I like how she says, I have the devil in my house, Rex.
Right.
And goes, what the hell do I do? And at first he goes, he's like, kids, you know. I'm like, kids don't whack other your brothers.
Absolutely. And I mean, the fact that, you know, when he did lock him up in that the underground in the Maine or whatever it was, anyways, you know, he could hear on his way out, hearing his brothers, you know, knock and say, let me out, let me out. And he didn't. And the fact that he did that just to get extra attention from his mom when, you know, when they, you know, did the look back reflecting, she did have enough love for all three of them. She didn't treat anyone any different, you know, than Oz was treated the same way. Plus, remember, Oz had a disability. So if anything, he probably got a little bit more, but he did not want to share that, you know. He wanted her all to himself. And the fact that she had been manipulating him into giving her any and everything that she wants, and he's willing to do that. Crazy.
It really is, if you think about it, you know? And, you know, we were talking about the self-reflection, right? I love how you have Sophia, and you also have the psychiatrist looking into her, like past and present meet together and align together. And then I like how her present day self is looking in the reflection of the mirror of her past self. I love how they play that that narrative together like that.
Right.
And it's her probably memories that she blacked out and how she's remembering stuff.
Right.
And, you know, like you said, she definitely had the love for all the kids.
Yes.
And Oz just wanted, he was jealous and he wanted her to himself. And because of that, he locked them up in the sewer and then therefore
they in the sewer. Whacked. Yes.
Right. But man, that was just impactful to know that the mother knew that. And then when they were dancing, because remember how the last episode ends with them in the club and they're dancing, you're like, this is going to be this moment of, okay, so now I want something from you, Oz.
Right.
You find out that she was going to get the mob boss to whack her own son for killing her two kids. And wow. And she's like, wait. So she basically cancels the whacking and says, you know what? Maybe I should go on ahead and play this out like the mob boss said and get what I want out of this and punish my son for his sins on what he did to me.
Right. And which she did. I mean, first of all, just to find out that whole time being that Sophia kidnapped her, took her, you know, with the psychiatrist. And like you said, looking into her past, into her mind, and the fact that you find out that she's known this the whole time and the feelings that she has for Oz, they're not good. You know, she had as if she really cared for him and she despised him. She looked at him, like you said, there's a devil in her house, you know? So it was shocking because when you watch the whole season, you really think that they have this great relationship, that things are going great for them, and that she has just as much love for him as he has for her. Then you find out, no, it's not. And that's why she manipulated him to make sure he gives her everything that she wants. And he was okay with that because remember, when he was a kid, he told her that fine in that club where he's sitting there when she was going to you know, let him take a ride with the boss. Go ahead. Right.
So sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, it's fine.
Basically he says, Ma, don't worry. I'll take care of you, Ma. Look, I got a couple of jobs set up. It'll be all right. I got some ideas because you remind me of your father. And he goes, your boss hasn't even dropped yet and you have plans.
Right. And he did. He did. Like when he's telling her that, you believe it. You know, as the viewer, you believe that because of what we already know. But the fact that he told her that at like 11, 12 years old, is like, who is this kid?
Right.
You know?
Because look at what his brother did. He was already working for the mob.
Absolutely.
And he was
already
jealous of that. So therefore, he took that position over from his brother so that way he can land it. And therefore, he put him in that position to where he can move up into the mob.
Right. And the fact that the brother... Go ahead. And the fact that the brother showed morals, integrity, all of that. Like the brother was quite aware that this is not good. I don't even want you guys, but you know, my little brother's involved in this. I'm only doing this because I have to, but he didn't like what he was doing. Oz was like, he admired that. He wanted to be that guy. So to see that at such a young age and to give his mother, like he said, I'm going to give you the best pearls, the best diamonds. You're going to have the best clothing. Like, I'm going to make sure that you're okay. But it's so unhealthy.
It is unhealthy because for a kid that age of like, I'm going to take care of you and give you everything that you ever wanted.
Right.
And the bad thing is she knows it's true. So therefore she's like,
okay, absolutely.
So therefore I have to be just as narcissistic as he is. I have to also gaslight him just as he gaslights me and play this game of tango with him. It's kind of like how Sophia had to find a way to actually trap him into that whole entire source situation because of the fact she had to get in the mindset of Oz and the way he thinks.
Exactly. And I found that interesting that, you know, when they came together, when they brought Oz to where his mother was and they had him hand, you know, tied up and all that. The fact that that was her main thing is trying to figure out who is he really? Does he really care about anyone? Speaking about the penguin on, you know, and then finding out, you know, them now knowing, oh my God, he's responsible for his brother's death and wanting the mom to say something to him because Sophia knows, but the fact that Oz is just the only thing he cares about is his mother. And that is real. He really does care about his mom. That's no joke. But then when he has to hear the mother finally say, you know, you're a devil, I hate you, I can't stay, all those things to him. And he's kind of looking at her like, where is this coming from? And remember, they're threatening him to tell his mother, tell her the truth, tell her that you're responsible for your brother's dying. And they even are getting ready to cut off her finger.
Mm-hmm.
And he's still saying, that's not true. That's not true. I mean, he made me believe maybe it's not true. Maybe, you know what I mean? Maybe it's just me. But yeah, dude. Yeah, that scene was just crazy because I really thought they were going to chop her hands off, her finger off.
Right, because it was like, okay, you know what? I don't care. And it just showed how much he doesn't care about his mother, though, too, now, to save his own ass. Because now he's like, you know what? Because Sophia's like, okay, I got you. So therefore, I'm going to cut your mother's finger off with my cigar cutter.
Right.
And so
he's
like, come on. She goes, Oz, I already know you did it. I already know you killed my babies. I already know that you did this.
Right.
And he's looking like a deer in headlights. Like he knows that he's in trouble, but at the same time, he's like, I got to play this off
to
the fullest and lie my ass off. So
the thing
that I like is, she goes on ahead and stabs him in the stomach. And so she goes, you're going to let them kill me? Cut off my pinky? What the hell is wrong with you?
Right.
She winds up stabbing him. And then he tips the chair over. He escapes. He's shooting at Sophia, but he doesn't let his mom die. He takes the mother with him, even though he was going to have Sophia basically whack her just to prove a point that he's going to get away with this lie, even though he's like lying his ass off right now in front of everybody. Right. So, Ma, I don't know what they're talking about, Ma. Ma.
Right.
I don't know what they're telling you. I'm like, what? I'm like, dude, that's your mother over there.
In that scene, my concern was because you care about these characters, you know, you care about Sophia, you know, and you care about Oz, you know, you come to like him. So I'm thinking, oh my gosh, how is he going to get out of this? How is he going to get out of this? He's tied up. Sophia's there. The mom's going to die. And then he gets out of it. And, you know, I'm kind of relieved, but he still grabs his mom after she stabs him. Grabs his mom, gets her to the hospital, gets in contact. Finally, we get in contact with Vic, meets him at the hospital. Oz is sewing himself up in a back room, checks his mom in. And then, you know, he's kind of like defeated. He's kind of like, you know, I don't have anything until Vic gets that nice, you know, pep speech, you know, that little pep talk, and they're on their way. And so you're thinking, okay, what? What else does he have? Sophia has gangs now. She has all of them. They're with her. Otz has no drugs, no nothing. What is he going to have? Right, what is he going to get?
Right. Because even remember with the triads, whenever they're over there and he goes, Vic is like, look, man, we got to look for him. We got to find out what's going on. He goes, why do we have to look for him? Because there's no product. There's nothing. Right. Why the fuck do we care? So, you know, you have to. So therefore, why look for him if he doesn't have anything to sell us? Right. So therefore, we're going to get ready to leave. Then Vic is like, this is my city. This is my town. This is what happened here. Look at what happened. Look at the damage. You guys act like you don't even care. And then I like how the other dude comes in. He goes, man, what the hell are you doing? You're talking to the boss here. Right. And I like how he's showing loyalty to Vic in a sense. It's like, okay, I wonder what's going to happen here.
Yeah. You know,
like I really loved how that scene got played out. And then,
I wanted to get to the scene where, you know, Sophia has them all gathered up at her house and she proposes to them, you know, you can have all this. You can have my home. You can have all the jobs that I have going for me, everything, the drugs, all of that. I want to get out of here. It's like, you know, all she wants is Oz. Just find Oz for me. I will give you all this. So I'm like, oh my gosh, here we go. Here we go. Which one is going to kill him so that they can have what Sophia has? So that, everything was just so tense. I mean, everything's just happening. It's just happening. So much is happening. And you're just on this roller coaster ride. Now he has a price on his head. How was this going to turn out? It was just so much. It was great.
It was like one roller coaster ride after another because we didn't know what to expect from it. And yes, we made a couple of predictions and stuff like that. And some of it came true a little bit here and there, but not in the way that I was expecting. Right. But in the courthouse now, Oz, he meets up with Sebastian.
Yes, that's right.
And pinning everything on Sal and Sophia, Sal was the one operating the drugs underground. And Sophia blew up the sewers because she found out that Sal killed her brother. And in retaliation, she killed Sal's son and wife and blew up Sal.
Right.
And these gangs play. And then I like how Sebastian goes, well, can you prove that or anything?
Right.
He's like, it's all over the place. You can see Sal's body is all over the place. Drugs are all over the place. It's there.
You'll find Sophia's car. You'll find, pieces of her car. You'll find all that. And I thought at that point, brilliant. Freaking brilliant. Will Sebastian take the bait? And, you know, a politician, you know, heck yeah, be a hero, save the people, rise up, everything. So he played it really good. And I thought, okay, so that's what he's going to do. He's going to come a different way into it by, you know, dealing with the politicians and everyone that's in charge of the city, basically. So I thought that was really good and great idea, but still not sure how we're going to get to that, you know, because there's so much else going on.
Well, remember what Sebastian said to him, too. He's like, look, in order for her to do this, they're going to subpoena you.
Yes.
So therefore, you have to look like you're legit, even though you're not legit. You're dirty. Right. So now Oz has to try and figure out a way to be clean.
Right.
And, you know, there's actually a little bit of a callback from Batman Returns a little bit because there's actually a quote that.
You may not realize it, but every minute of every day, you're enjoying your First Amendment freedoms. You can wear what you want, give out your opinion for free, even if it's unpopular. Listen to your playlist. You can put a sign out on your front lawn that says, "Vote for Bigfoot, someone you can believe in." Pray to the God of your choice, or don't. You have the right to hang with a posse that thinks like you do. Tell the government what you think about its policies. They're the freedoms that let you be you, and they're all brought to you by the First Amendment. Moving like a river in my soul. Learn more at freedomforum.org.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall Credit Card Bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com.
Vito said that where he goes, I played your stinking city like a violin.
Right.
In this one, he says these gangs played on these city streets for decades. So
it's been going on for, it's been going on for years and years and years. The wars between the two families have been going on for many, many years. So, so Oz has to clean up his act. He has to be better, basically. And will he do that? You know, that's what I was thinking. Okay, how's he going to go? Is he going to do that? But with him, I have to say, everything that he says he's going to do, he's going to do.
Exactly.
You know?
And he has to ponder around a little bit of how he's going to plan this out. How is he going to go legit? How is it going to look from a politician's eyes and everything, too?
Right.
Then it cuts into Sophia. And the reason why I didn't bounce back on the whole entire thing with the, hey, JoJo, how are you? It's good having you in this in the chat. But this is why I was waiting a little bit to bounce off of you with the whole entire gangs inside the house was because this moment is like, okay, I'm going to give you the kingdom to my house, right? I'm going to give you the keys. Right. I'm going to give you the businesses. I'm going to give you everything that you ever wanted if you bring this guy in. Well, just as that's going on, as she's packing up her stuff and things, she gets a call from the triads. The triads said, hey, look, we got Oz. Then she's burning the freaking house down.
I was like, okay, they find Oz. How are you going to play that off? Like, you're burning the whole house down, everything down, which was, you know, I didn't figure out what's her point of doing that other than the fact that she was going to skip town. She was leaving. She wasn't even supposed to be there. So by the time they find out, you know, go ahead.
But here's the thing. I thought of it as I'm burning the past behind me. I'm looking for So, and like she said, I don't have a reason here. I don't have Bliss anymore, basically, either.
Yeah.
And I don't understand where she says, you can have all of my businesses. I'm like, what businesses? The only business that you had was Bliss. And then even whenever you had your family business, no one even gave you anything to run, basically.
Right.
But yeah, she told everybody, hey, look, I'll give you the keys to everything I have. And she puts it up into smoke. And then she's in the limo. She goes on ahead, tells them to meet her at the hangar.
The hangar, right.
And, okay, so this is what I have in my notes as far as the whole entire deal where Sophia's burning down the house and everything.
Okay.
This fits in with Oz's plan to make her look like a crazy person.
Yes, yes.
And she's playing to his cards without even her knowing she's playing to it.
Absolutely.
And so the hangman burns down her own place.
Right.
And therefore, she gets locked up in Arkham.
Right. It was funny when they get to the hangar and everyone's there. You're not expecting for things to go down the way that things go down once she's there. So she's there. They got Oz. Oh my God, they're gonna I never thought the triads would turn on, you know, their head guy to help out Oz. You know what I'm saying? So when that happened and you see them all there, I was shocked when they all turned on each other or the triads turned on their leader, shoots him. Oz has this grin on his face, like tables have turned. And now we have Sophia, and now Oz has her. He has her right where he wants her. So I that scene blew me away. I wasn't expecting that. Like I said, the episode as from one to this episode, just a roller coaster ride. And this one just went out in a blaze of glory. You can talk about him getting Sophia.
Okay. So he gets her in the limo. He goes, okay, sweetheart. But okay, sweetheart, we're going to go down memory lane here.
Right.
Like we used to do whenever I was driving. And then she's trying to escape, but he already has the door locked. It's childproofed or whatever. And so then she winds up, they wind up stopping the car to get out. And he's walking with her. He's behind her, has the gun behind her back, behind her. And you think that he's going to kill her?
Oh, absolutely. I thought she was dead. I was waiting for, I'm waiting for her to be shot. Yes.
Me too. And then all of a sudden, you see the helicopters, you see the cops coming in.
Oh my gosh.
And that is just a horrible thing to do because of the fact that there's two different ways that you can kill somebody, physically and then spiritually.
Yes.
And take away their whole entire joy.
Absolutely.
Going back to the place that turned her into the person that she is.
Right.
That's horrifying.
I thought that was brilliant. I thought, because, I mean, you see her bracing herself. Like, this is over with, and she tries to take jabs at him, you know, talking about his mom, talking about all that stuff. But she figures she's going to die, and she turns around, and I'm bracing myself for what's about to happen to her. And then when you see the helicopters come in and the police and all that, then I'm like, oh, my gosh, that's great. Send her right back to Arkham. Send her back to the freaking mental institution where that's where she, like you said, became who she is. But for out of everything about Sophia, that's a place where she never wanted to return at ever again. And for him to put her back there was like, oh, what? Like, that was playing chess.
And puts her right back to where she doesn't want to be at. And she also shows her weakness over there, too. Her boyfriend that she was using is over there, too. The doctor.
Oh, my gosh. I found that funny as hell. He walks. I'm like, you again? You
he's
again?
Like that one boyfriend that you can't get away from.
Oh my gosh. I'm like, really? So you're going to oversee her. And she's just, spirit's gone. She's just dead on the inside as she's sitting on that bed in the corner, just, you know, looking at nothing, you know, and the letter that she receives from finding out that she has a stepsister. And I would love to see what was in that letter, because the smile that she had, I was like, what is it? What is it? So,
This is me speculating. I'm thinking this from her sister, the Huntress, because the Huntress is her sister, I believe.
Okay.
So I'm thinking her sister is going to try and get vengeance on Oz, which leads into the Batman.
Too. Okay. Right.
Even though I think that I might go with Hush, I'm not one of or Court of Owls for the Batman 2. I'm not sure.
Okay.
But it does kind of bleed into the fact that he might get vengeance for her sister.
Right. Right.
But I love that angle, though.
Yeah, I thought it was great because whatever was in the letter, you just, you know, with that smile, you know, what I got from it is obviously the Batman 2. Obviously, she has an ally. Some, you know what I mean? Like another season or there's, you know, this is not the end for her there.
Exactly.
So that was pretty exciting. So that I love how they did that. I love the little bit of a joy or something to look forward to for her.
Right. And you then know. We get into the whole entire thing now. Oz is now, he goes back to his mother.
Yeah.
And he's raving. He's going crazy. He goes, hey, look, I did this for you. Look at the screen. Look. And he goes, wait, there's something going on with my mother.
Right.
And goes, Vic, go get the doctors. Go get the nurse.
Right.
And she's in a veggie state, which is a vegetable state. Now, she can't. Now it's like, okay, Oz, you did all this, and for what? Right. It was like all for nothing, in a sense.
All for nothing. She'll never say, I'm proud of you. She'll never say that. It was so sad the way that he put her hand on his head and said, tell me you're proud of me. Tell me. And I mean, how horrible you did all that, like you said, and she's brain dead. She's just staring at nothing, you know? So that was pretty sad. That was really sad because, you know, you want him to have that. And she wasn't able to get that. So, you know, what a cruel game that was.
That was definitely a cruel game in the way that was played out.
Absolutely.
And then also, too, Oz is keeping her alive after he made her promise that if I ever become a vegetable, do not keep me alive.
Right.
And what does he do? He does the exact opposite. Especially yeah. that the last scene, we'll get to that in a minute.
Right.
But then it cuts to Vic. And then it cuts to Oz. Oh my gosh,
dude.
This is Godfather 2 moment here.
I was not expecting that. I thought they would go on and work together and that Oz would continue to show him everything that, you know, that he would be an ally for Oz, you know, because Vic at that point, loyal. And to see him strangle him and sit and talk nice to him and you're great, you're a good kid, you're loyal, you're this, you're that, but basically can't have you. You can't come with me on this one. And so when he's hugging him and then starts to choke him out and kill him, my mouth was dropped. I felt so sad for him. I was like, and then at that point you realize he's evil.
Yeah, he's pure evil.
The Penguin's evil. And you like him throughout this series and you're rooting for him. And then finally at the end, it's like, you remember, oh, that's right. This is not a good guy.
No, this isn't a good guy, but we were rooting for him to be on top.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
To make us forget about the fact that he was a bad guy, right?
Absolutely. Until that scene. Yes.
But here's the thing, though. Okay. So I was like, I don't get it. Why would he do that? Why would he kill Vic? Number one, he learned his lesson by not keeping anyone close to him, cutting all ties to everybody
right.
that was connected with him by going legit. But only that. But now, here's the thing. Remember this. Vic saw things that nobody else saw before. Okay? Number one.
Yes.
Vic saw his mother. Saw Oz's mother when nobody else did. Saw
right.
Penguin whenever he was the most vulnerable. Not only that, but also went to Oz's mother's house as well. And right. so therefore he's shown vulnerability where nobody else got to see. So therefore it made him look weak. So therefore he had to kill Vic.
Yes.
And I'll tell you what, I'm scared to give anybody a hug now because I'm thinking I'm going to get smothered. But, you know, but as soon as Vic said, oh, we're family. I'm like, no, right. this is not Dominic Toretto.
Right.
We're not family.
And you get that, like, you know, once when he did it, you know, like you said, he can't have that. He can't be weak for anyone. He can't have anyone. He can't care about anyone. He can't because of what happened with his mom and that whole situation. He needs to be like free from loving anyone. And I do want to say that last scene with the creepy scene when he goes back to his penthouse.
Yeah.
And he's dressed up. He's back at his own place. And he goes upstairs and you see his mom obviously kept alive. And you see that teardrop that falls from her eyes because of the fact that, remember, she didn't want this to happen. She did not want to be kept alive. And he doesn't care. Put some music on, go back downstairs. And I'm thinking he's having an illusion because I'm like, wait, is that his mom? Who is that?
I thought so too. I'm like,
I thought he was
so
in. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a girlfriend, and she plays the mom.
Right, because think of it like this, okay? And I was just, and Tamika goes, isn't that just fucked up? I said, yes, but here's the thing. His mom's a vegetable, so therefore she can't say all the things that he wanted her to say. So therefore he's going to get the prostitute to tell him everything that he wanted to hear from his mother to be and do it that way.
Right.
That way he can have it in his mind that I've done it. I've ran the race. I did what I was supposed to do. I'm a good son.
Right.
And therefore, I'm good to go. Versus it coming in from his actual mother. At least he wanted to hear it from somebody else. So that's why he did it. So it makes sense. And it's scary. And you know what I'm saying? It's very... But yeah.
Read what Luke Irvin... I like what he said. He said, I read a theory that Vic may make it out if Batman or maybe Gotham PD was nearby and able to rescue him. Vic would have some brain damage to not know what he's been through. Then Bruce Batman takes him in and he becomes Robin or maybe Nightwing. Woo!
Here's the thing.
Great theory. That would be awesome.
It's a great theory. I love that in theory. Now, Luke, I want Vic to be alive. I really do. I'm rooting for Vic to be alive, but him throwing the license into the water symbolizes the fact that he's gone, even though we didn't see a body. My thing is this. I think if there's a thing that's in the writing, right, Rossi, because I know you're an actress and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. There's a rule. If you see a body, the body is dead. There, because,
right.
But if you don't see a body, the character is still alive.
Right.
But there's a symbolization, right, of the fact that that Vic is dead.
Right.
We had the license. We had him smothered to death. He's dead. Case in close. I would love a happy ending. I would love to see
I would too. I would too. Well.
But I do like how the bat signal's up in the sky.
Oh, yes.
Looking Oz is. It's like, yes, right. Oz. You ended up getting away with this.
Right.
But at the end of the day,
The
one who runs this.
Absolutely.
So come at me.
Absolutely. Yes. This was a great series. I enjoyed this. I'm so happy that they made this series. I still have to say, with Colin Farrell playing the Penguin, it's like when you look at him, you think it's another actor. You think, who's this actor? You know what I mean? Because you really don't see him, you know, in this character. That's what a great job he did as playing Penguin, and the makeup and all that, the voice, everything. Because halfway through it, the season, you know, it's like he did such a good job. It's like, who is this actor? It looks like this just another actor, and it's Colin Farrell. So hats off to him. He did a great job. I mean, wow, what a great character. I really love this series.
Same here. And it's a limited series, but I wouldn't be surprised if they went on ahead and labeled this as season one.
Yes.
And then they go on ahead and make a season two after the Batman 2.
Right. But
Colin Farrell disappears from everything within the makeup itself. And just as Danny DeVito also disappeared from that. But he made the character his own. Colin Farrell is not doing a carbon copy of what Danny DeVito did.
Right.
This is actually a very menacing penguin. He also knows how to play with people's emotions, gaslighting people. This is a hands down one of the best series that I've watched this year, aside from Tulsa King season two, and also besides House of the Dragon. This is actually one of the best series that I've watched.
Absolutely. I agree.
So guys, my question for you guys, did this series work for you? Are you excited about the Batman 2? What is your theories like Luke had? Because I would like to know, Rossi would like to know. How do you do that? Just go and reach out to movielovesunite@gmail.com or comment later on in the comment section or in the comments below to tell us your theories. And also, like I said, movielovesunite@gmail.com. But you can also reach out to us on Spotify as well if you're listening to this, the audio-only podcast as well. And we're excited to be able to just geek out with you, just talk to you guys a little longer with things. Tell us in the comments below. Don't forget to smash the like button, subscribe button. Thank you, Luke. Thank you, Jojo. Jojo, thank you for always tuning in and watching
us.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, God.
Nothing but love here. Luke, thank you as well.
Thank you,
appreciate
Luke.
You. But yeah, guys, that's going to close out our review for the Penguin Season 1, Episode 8. But I also want to mention this. Our Unfiltered Studios family, the story of, is actually going to be doing their Penguin review. And it's going to be released sometime soon. So go on ahead, check out the story of, and also Hypno Wellness, Stupid History Minute, all those people at Unfiltered Studios. And always until next time, guys, have a great and safe night.
Guys.
We'll catch you guys on the next one.
Bye.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.